This is The Bert Show.
Previously on The Bert Show.
She's taking matters into her own hands.
It's interesting because he had said before that he wasn't the marrying type. And, you know, if you're together, you're together. But I really feel with 100% certainty that he's going to say yes. He's the love of my life and he's terrific. I'm really excited.
And you're that sure he's going to say yes? You're that sure he's going to be as excited as you are?
I am positive.
That was us talking to Kimberly right before Christmas. She was going to propose to him on Christmas morning in front of his entire family. Well, he found out about it, and he put a stop to that, if you remember this.
And he said, don't be mad, but my dad told me what you were planning.
Oh, no.
Sold you out.
He said, you know, Kim, I love you. I want to be with you. He's like, but this isn't the time or the place to do this. But he did say, I'm not saying that it can't happen. He's just saying not right now. You know, I was kind of figuring, okay, well, maybe he's going to ask me. I thought, okay, maybe, you know, New Year's Eve, he's going to ask me. He didn't ask, but his birthday is coming up. Oh. If nothing happens before his birthday, I'm going to present it to him on his birthday.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
You guys are funny.
So bad.
Put it off, man.
Don't do it.
And this is you getting caught up on it, too, right, Jen?
Yeah, I was just listening to those clips. I hadn't heard those before because I was out sick before the holidays.
Oh.
And then I was in Los Angeles when you guys followed up with her. So this will be my first time actually talking to her.
Well, now you know what crazy sounds like.
Well, if you've listened. Overly eager to go down the aisle, right, is what I would say.
And she was at this place that you used to tell us you were at, where, like, around every corner you thought there was a proposal. So
yeah,
there was an excitement, then a disappointment.
Yeah, I think when you've been with somebody a really long time, you start to expect that a lot more often than you do in the beginning stages. And I don't know, how long have they been together?
I can't remember. Kimberly,
years?
How long have you guys been together?
A little over 2 years.
2 years.
Maybe a little premature on the eagerness.
Well, this guy never wanted to get married in the first place.
And he declared, he said, I'm not the marrying type. I don't want that.
He told her straight up, that's just not for me.
But she knows different.
But that was before she came along. So
yeah.
Feels like it's different.
I can change him.
So she was going to wait until his birthday, which was supposed to be this weekend here. So what was your course of action going into the weekend, Kimberly?
Well, I mean, he knew that I had made plans, you know, for his birthday. I made his favorite dinner. And, you know, we decided that we were just gonna stay in. Like, both of us have had, you know, pretty long work weeks. And when we woke up on Sunday, like, all day long, like, everything was just beautiful. I mean, like, we had a really nice brunch and did a little shopping, and then we came back, and I made a really nice dinner for him, and, you know, we had a little bit of wine, and afterward, we went into the living room, and we were just, you know, we're thinking about watching a movie. You know, he's like, oh, let's watch a movie, and I said, oh, you know, I'd rather spend some time with you, and I went... I went to go where I was hiding my engagement ring in the audio cabinet.
Your engagement ring?
No, his. I got him a man engagement ring, an engagement ring for him.
Yeah,
that makes sense if you're the one proposing.
Yeah.
Sure, that's getting emasculating.
It's really nice though. I mean, it's a beautiful. It's titanium. I mean, it's a gorgeous ring. Like, it's a very manly ring. It's not.
And
does that
go on his finger, or does it go tightly around his testicles?
He has no testicles left.
No, it goes on his finger.
Okay. Not funny.
So he saw me going in the cabinet, and I turned around, and he's like, stop. He's like, if you are going to do what I think you're going to do, he's like, don't do it.
Really?
And I was like, you have no idea what I'm going to do. And he's like, I think I have a pretty good idea. He's like, I love you, Kim. I want to be with you. He's like, but don't do this. And I immediately, you know, felt like, I mean, he knew what I was going to do, but he chopped me off. I mean, like, right at the knees, he's like, just don't even ask, don't even bring it up. And I didn't want to argue with him about it, but I really wanted to know. You know, I said, you, right around Christmas, when I asked him, when I was going to ask him before, he said, it's not like I don't ever want to get married. I just can't think about it right now. And so I asked him, I said, well, when I was going to ask you on Christmas, that morning when we were talking, you know, you said that you were in love with me and I was, you know, never like any other girl that you dated and you saw your future with me. You know, were you just, you know, yanking my chain, as my grandpa says, or are you telling the truth? And he said, you know, I want to be with you again. He's like, I'm not saying never, which is a little in because he used to say never. You know, he's like, I'm not ready to get married right now.
That's the equivalent of the I don't love you that way. But you do love me.
I don't know about that because why not just break up with me? I mean, if he wants to be single, which he doesn't, because like I said, everything in our relationship has been, I've waited basically for every move from him. Like, he told me I love you first. He's the one who said that he wanted to move in. You know, like, I let him set the pace, but when it came around to actually getting married, because of what he'd said before, I thought, you know, I'd take that chance. And it's not that I want to change him. I don't want to change him. I want,
yes, you
like
can.
I said before, I wanted to be very clear. I don't want just a wedding. A lot of women just want this huge wedding. I don't want that. I just want to be married to him, you know, if we're going to have kids.
But the relationship is sort of going that way naturally. Why do you keep pushing it? You just said he's the one that said, I love you. He's the one that moved in with you. So he's showing you how much he loves you, and he's showing you that he can commit. So why are you pushing it so much? Why can't you let it happen naturally?
Well, I don't want to... I hate to use that word push because it makes it sound like, you know, like I'm...
Pushing?
No, like intentionally trying to, you know, manipulate him into something. And I'm not. I guess I just want to know. You know, I mean, it's really vague. It's to say, oh, I'm not ready now, but maybe in a couple of years.
Well,
maybe in a couple of years. I mean, so...
Okay, well, if it's your standard that after 2 years you want to be married... And he says he's not, then are you going to just give in? That's the decision that you have to make. If he's not ready to get married, he's setting his boundaries with you. And you have to then set your boundaries with him. And if it doesn't live up to your expectations, then you've either got to change what your expectations are, and, you know, hopefully without losing a little bit of yourself in the meantime. But you've also got to realize, like, if this is your line in the sand, then you have to stick to it.
Are you prepared to lose?
Because if you feel like you've been bullied, like if you've been pushed by it's only been about his pace or his demands, you'll always resent him for that.
Well, I don't feel like, I mean, I don't, I want to really be clear. Like, he's not, I don't feel like I have to get married to him right now. Like, I'm not saying, that was part of the, well, I didn't even bring it up, but I was thinking in my head, even if we're engaged for like 3 years, it's still another level of commitment that I know something's going to happen.
Hence the promise ring.
This is
a great example of why guys give the promise ring.
You know, I'd be happy with that. We haven't talked about it since then, but it's really just, it's not that I want to be married like right now. I have to get married right now. I want that next level, you know, and it doesn't...
You're tired of being called a girlfriend.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, what are you, a promise friend? Like, if you just get the promise ring, then what are you?
You could be fiance.
And once you're out of middle school, then what is that called?
But a promise ring is not an engagement, so you're not a fiance at that point.
Well, you know, it's interesting because my sister
pre-fiance.
Got a promise ring before she got an engagement ring because her now husband, at the time, he didn't have any money. And he's like, I want to buy you a nice ring, but I can't. This is a promise to let you know that, you know, when things are better for me financially, I will ask you to marry me. And it was beautiful.
So what did she... Bert's point is you just said you want to go to the next level. You don't just want to be a girlfriend. But if you're not wearing an official engagement ring, then how do you introduce yourself?
You know, it doesn't. That's my point. I don't really care, like, so much what other people think. Like, honestly, I'll tell you the truth. Like, there are people at my work who think that we're already engaged, and they call him my fiancé, and I don't correct them. You know, because I know that we're together. I mean, I don't wear an engagement ring, but they say, oh, your fiance. You know, and it's because everybody knows us together.
But Kimberly, I mean, I think Jan probably broke it down with common sense to you. Here's the deal. You have a timetable in your mind, okay? That's Exhibit A. Exhibit B is you have a guy that loves you and is showing you that and is giving you everything you want, except he's not on the same timetable as you are. So here's common sense. Are you ready to cut yourself loose and allow this guy to take off based on your timetable? Are you sacrificing too much of yourself right now?
I would say, like, as of today, I would say no. But if it's within 2 years, I would say absolutely.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's a world of difference, though. So why
well, not
push
really, though, because that was, like I said, I didn't mention it because I didn't want to press the issue, but I've known couples who've been engaged for, like, 5 years.
But you just said, listen, take the emotion out of it. You just said, in 2 years, you'll really feel like you're being taken advantage of. You're not there right now, so stop proposing to him.
Well, I stop proposing to him.
I think that she's not being completely honest when she says mm-hmm. it's 2 years. I think she wants it now, or maybe within a year from now, to be married to him. And there's nothing wrong with that, but he's not on the same page. So you just have to realize, are you going to sacrifice yourself too much if you wait around, or are you okay to wait around?
Like I said, I mean, I think my limit would be 2 years.
It's
I'm 26,
2 weeks.
Okay? If we're engaged by, you know, by the time I'm 28...
Do you see this calendar that's always going on in women's minds?
Right.
Like
bizarre.
That we have to...
And in some cases, I said
things.
I agree with it. Like, I mean, if you've been engaged for a long time and you feel like at this point it's time for you to cut your losses because you're really not sure if he's going to propose or not, then I do think that you should have a timetable in your mind. Mm-hmm. But if he's not anywhere near that yet, then why are you even stressing yourself out about it?
Well, it's not so much that I'm stressing myself out as it is that I'm just hopeful. You know, and he said it's not that I, and he has never, ever said anything before, which makes me think, positive towards marriage, which makes me think that he is leaning towards me, like wanting to do it sooner. Like I said, I mean, I'm not the nagging girl, like, where's my ring? Where's my ring? Oh, bringing home bridal magazines
well,
and
yes,
all that.
You're kind of
yes,
being
you are.
Like that in a
yeah,
subtle way.
You're crazier than that because you're not bringing home bridal maids ring or magazines. You're bringing home rings to put on his finger.
Hey, Ronnie, go ahead. You're on Q100.
Hi, how you guys doing today?
Okay.
All right, my opinion is I think this girl is pushing it to the limit that this guy's just going to leave.
Agreed.
Because, yeah, she sounds desperate. I mean, she's not desperate. I know a couple of guys that need papers, you know. They'll marry her right away.
Kim, so what is your next course of action here? You going to just, now you sit back and you wait?
Yeah, I'm not going to ask him again. I'm going to wait. I'm going to give him, like, another 2 years, and then I have to do what I have to do, you know?
Well,
I mean, it can't just be all about, like, what he wants.
Yeah, I agree with that completely. I think you've got to come up with your... You know, what you have in your mind and go with that.
That's it.
But at this point, you've still got 2 years, you said, until
yeah.
that happens.
She wants it sooner than 2 years.
2 years from now.
Yeah,
you're
if you're pulling out
him.
A ring twice in a month.
Right.
Yeah.
You're never going to make it
she
to 2 years.
She wants it tomorrow.
I'm not going to ask him again.
That'd be crazy.
Thanks for the update, Kim.
Oh, you're welcome.
Bye-bye.
This is The Bert Show.